Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Monday, and not many of us get up on Monday morning and just have thoughts of this is just too good. I mean, we don't wake up on Monday very often and say, this just makes me want to dance. It makes me want to smile. It makes me want to go do something great. But here's a passage that might jumpstart your Monday. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, Paul writes, and because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Don't you just love it when the scriptures just pop? I mean, it's just like, wow, I've read it 20 times, but that is for me today. Well, this is for us today. I mean, this is the text that ought to grab us by the heart. It ought to make us want to dance. I mean, that's how I feel when I read this passage in 1 Corinthians 1:30. By the way, if you jumped over into Colossians 3:1-17, you would, among other things, recognize that the passage says to set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed. That's in Colossians 3:5. Clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. And rid yourself of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language. Okay, maybe you're wondering why this would, in any possible way, make you want to smile and dance and have a great morning. Pretty good question. But here's why. When this piece of scripture is read like a list of commands to secure God's acceptance, well, my goodness, it sounds pretty bad. It's like nobody can do this. Nobody could live up to this list. I mean, that we would be massive, huge failures every second of every day. But the great news is, when this passage is read in its entirety, from the perspective of already belonging to Jesus, it's pretty freeing. It's exciting. It does cause you to smile. It does cause you to kick up your heels a little bit. But why? Because these commands are preceded by the identity statements about who the Christian is in Jesus. So in Colossians 3:1, since then you have been raised with Christ, therefore, as Christ's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. So that goes from Colossians 3:1 to Colossians 3:12. Listen to that again. Since then, you've been raised with Christ. So you've been identified with the gospel, the risen Jesus. And then you get down to verse 12. Therefore, now remember, anytime you hear that word therefore in scripture, you stop and ask, what's that therefore, therefore? This is all said because as God's chosen people, we are holy and dearly loved. And now what happens there is essentially God is saying, since you're my kid, and because you've been raised with my own son, Jesus, go ahead and clothe yourself with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Put your minds on the things above. Get rid of whatever belongs to your earthly nature, because this is who you are in me now. And so God is saying, you know, now you can act in accordance with your identity as my kid. Even though you've made some colossal mistakes, You can absolutely live in victory as my kid. So if these commandments in Colossians were given in any kind of effort for us to earn favor with God, they would have read like this. So that you will become God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourself in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Or so that you'll be raised with Christ, rid yourself of anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. But isn't it great? I mean, just unbelievably great. Make you smile, make you laugh, make you dance. That Colossians 3 isn't a laundry list of how we earn God's favor. If you're in Christ, you already have his favor. You are holy and dearly loved. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. My friend, you're new. You're brand new. You are a child of the King. Walk like it, live like it, act like it, react like it, because we are children of the divine. I hope you have a great Monday, and I trust your week's going to be unbelievable. Please share these with the buttons below on the app or online with Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, whatever your social platform is. And we look forward to sharing more of these day after day after day. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you are listening to this, and we can't wait until it's thousands and thousands and thousands. So you just share these week after week, day after day. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.